Okay, today we're going to study a passage from the book of Acts, chapter 3.
今天我们一同来学习一段来自《使徒行传》第三章的经文。
This is a message that Peter has preached after he healed a lame beggar.
我们看到这段经文是保罗的，是彼得在医治了一个瘸腿的人之后，他所对众人所做的一篇讲道。
When you know, Peter, Peter went to the temple.
我们知道彼得当时是去了圣殿。
And he saw this guy at the door.
我们看呢，当时呢，彼得就看到有一个瘸腿的乞丐坐在圣殿的门那里。
And then the beggar was like asking for alms.
我们会看到这时呢，那个乞丐向他祈求一些金银财物。
So it's a typical thing for these kind of people to be there to ask for alms from those who go to the who go to the temple.
所以我们会看到这样的场景在圣殿这个地方是非常典型的。
So when this man asked Peter for probably some money.
我们会看到这个乞丐当时正向彼得祈求一些财物。
Peter was very honest with him.
彼得是非常的，在这件事上他很诚实。
I have no silver and gold.
彼得就在这里说，他说金银我都没有。
But what I do have, I give to you.
但是呢，我可以把我所有的都给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
接着彼得在那里说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
What he said is very special.
我们看到这里面彼得说的话有什么特殊之处。
And so today we're going to read his sermon that he preached after that incident.
今天我们在事后去看这个讲道的话。
Yeah, he's trying to explain what has happened and what's the meaning of what has happened.
我们来看他这里面这个所发生的一些意义。
So I'll read the passage from Acts chapter 3 verse 11 to 26 in English first, and then brother, you will read from read the Chinese version of that.
好，现在先由我来用英文读一下《使徒行传》的三章十一到二十六节。接着我会，再由我来把这个三章《使徒行传》三章十一到二十六节用中文来读。
This is the word of the Lord. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people.Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power and piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you.And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers.But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said,The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those who came after him, also proclaim these days, you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness.
I don't know if you have noticed something when you like walk on the street in America. I don't know if you can do this in the suburb, but I don't even notice this in the suburb. But if you like go to some place where there are more Asians, you will notice. I noticed something like that. He said when you walk on the street, you will notice that if there are some Asians around you or across the street from you, they will stare at you. They will look at you. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that I would notice something like that. You notice they would look at me. I think that also means that I'm looking at them.
我也忘了。I
cannot explain that. I don't know why. I notice that it's not some Caucasians or American looking at me. Not Americans who try to look at me. 不是美国人来望着我。
不是美国人。
It's not. It's Asians.
Okay.
The reason could be Asians are so rare in the States, here.
这可能是因为亚裔在这个国家是比较罕见的。
So when you see someone across the street,
所以当你看到一个人在街上，
you want to see if they're from the same city or from the same village.
所以你看到一个人，假如一个亚裔跟你在一个城市一个街上，
You wonder if you bump into some friends.
你可能想跟他交朋友。
No, you just meet them. You wonder if you know someone you know.
你想认识你了解的人。
Yeah, or someone you actually hate.
Okay, 这就是这种情况。
So you're kind of like very aware that you are there.
这个就是
You're aware of your surrounding, your environment. 留你留意你的那个周围的那个发生的事情。
你会留意你周围发生的事情。
I think this is what happening here in this story.
我想这就是这段经文里面所描述的场面。
Now, how many times in life you will see a miracle?
当你看到神迹的时候。
Probably not today.And in those days, probably is pretty rare.
可能并不是事件，但是我们看到这段经文里面记录的神迹。
So after this man was healed, people are like staring at Peter and John and those group of people.
我们看到当这个瘸腿的乞丐被医治之后，很多人都关注到这件事。
They couldn't understand. They try to understand what has just happened.
他们想知道，那些围观的人想知道到底发生什么事了。
所以 they look at him.
所以他们就看向彼得，看向那里。
And you notice that what Peter is trying to do in the message, Peter tried to redirect their attention from themselves to Jesus.
所以我们看到彼得这段信息想要做的是什么？彼得想把这众人的注意力。
And I think when in our daily life, I think that happens a lot. I'm not talking about miracles in your life. I'm talking about something that maybe you're happy about. You're happy.Then you focus on maybe your achievement or yourself. Oh, that handsome guy, look at me. Must have realized what I said and what I looked today. Sometimes you carry with you, around with you, that you're actually, you're constantly focusing on.
当一些
We sometimes we focus on our troubles, the problems we have.
当我们有的时候注意到我们现在所面临的困难和问题的时候。
And we carry these problems and troubles with us.
我们就会发现这些问题和困难都跟随着我们。
And that become what we focus on.
我们也会把自己的注意力定睛在上面看到。
I think the message today, Peter's message.
我们会看到今天的这个经文，也就是《使徒行传》第三章。
Will tell us that can be actually a problem.
我们会看到这一段经文就指出了这个问题。
And the message here will help us to redirect our attention from ourselves to Jesus.
这段经文就是要把我们的注意力重新定向，把这我们的注意力从我们自己身上转移到耶稣基督身上。
And to do that, we need several things.
我们需要明白一些事情。
We need to know our sins, our problems.
我们需要知道我们对我们所面临的问题。
And we need to know who Jesus actually is.
我们要知道耶稣基督是事实上是谁。
And we need to know when we turn to Jesus, what will happen.
我们需要知道当我们转向基督的时候会发生什么。
So this message here gives us all these things.
所以我们会看到今天这段经文就是在教导我们这些事。
You know, by now people are quite fascinated because they just witnessed a miracle.
所以我们会看到这些围观的人，他们陶醉于沉迷于这个神迹。
And they And they ran together to meet with these disciples, especially Peter. Well, I guess that's natural. I mean, if you see something happen, I mean, you want to get together and to find out what's going on. That is exactly why we have congestion on the freeway. Congestion. You have an accident. People stop, try to look at what's going on. Although one car is involved in an accident, and that car is already pushed to the side of the freeway, the whole freeway slowed down, and for miles back. And because people want to find out, everyone wants to like slow down and find out what's going on. So this is what has happened here, I guess. But the surprising thing is, Peter told them. We have nothing to do with this. It's not about us. Peter kind of saying, I am not the reason that this guy is healed. Peter said in verse 12, Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? Well, I think it's, you can say it's natural, but I would say there actually can be a problem. Because no matter what happened, we like to attach a reason or a person to that thing in this world. Peter did not do that. Peter in verse 16. Almost like a surprise, Peter said, And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all. What Peter is essentially saying is that Peter is saying Jesus is alive today. Yes, we have faith, and this happened because of faith, but mainly it's because of Jesus who has done this. So the problem is the focus should be on Jesus. And Peter actually have a diagnosis of the problem. The problem is, he pointed out in verse 17. Ignorance. Very simple word, ignorance. I think it can happen to us a lot.
Whether we are believer or not believe, we are not believers. When we see things happen, we reject Jesus and focus on ourselves or focus on what has actually happened. But because of these people, Peter used this opportunity to point out to these people, telling them that you are the one who have actually killed this Jesus. You have sinned. You have a problem. And you know that when Peter pointed this out, the problem of ignorance. It is useless to plead innocence in the court of law. Because ignorance in front of a holy God is still sin. It's still a problem. But Peter pointed this out kind of gently. He gently pointed this out. And the thing is for us is, are we aware of such a problem? Sometimes our problem is too big because we have put the wrong focus on things and on people rather than Jesus. We have take glory away from God just also because of this for similar reason. Sometimes people think that they are especially effective in prayer. As if they have some magic formula to talk to God. What Peter is trying to do here is redirect our attention from ourselves, from the things, to Jesus. But we must understand who Jesus is. And therefore, Peter continued to explain who Jesus actually is. Because if Peter wants to accuse these Jews as murderers, they need to understand what they have done wrong. So in the passage, in verse 13 to maybe 15, there is a long list of titles that talks about Jesus. First, Jesus is the glorified servant of the covenantal God. Now you see that when Peter called Jesus glorified, that God has glorified his servant Jesus, there's a long string of names there. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers. That is to point out that God is a covenantal God. God make covenant with his people. And if we have established that covenant, he will not give up. And Jesus died on the cross just because of that. Because of that covenant, Jesus has to die for his people to save them. So God glorified Jesus by raising him from the dead and also raising him into the heavens. Second, Jesus is the holy and righteous one. What does that mean? It's some ambiguous title of a certain important person or something else. The most important thing is that the Holy One and the Righteous One are titles of God in the Old Testament. So when Peter acknowledged Jesus as the Holy and Righteous One, he is acknowledging Jesus as God. And he is holy and he is righteous, and yet he died on the cross as a man for his people. He did not die for himself or his sins, he died for the sins of the people. And the third thing is that Jesus is called the author of life. That can be acknowledging Jesus as the creator of all lives. However, the question is, how can the author of life be killed? That's kind of ironic, isn't it? If he was killed, is he still alive? Well, I guess the explanation can be very simple. Jesus is the author of life, so that if he can be killed, he allowed himself to be killed. And Jesus is alive now because God raised him from the dead. Jesus is alive not 2,000 years ago, but Jesus is alive today. What Peter is doing here is to acknowledge Jesus as the person who has been able to cure this lame beggar. And since they have killed this Jesus, if these people have killed this Jesus, Peter wants to give them a chance to repent. And that is what Peter is doing here.
Mm.
There's no other hope apart from Jesus.
除了耶稣基督之外，没有其他的盼望。
Who is alive?
谁是生命？
To be able to save these people.
可以来拯救这些人。
Who did not know they killed the author of life?
谁？
除了这个已经复活的那个耶稣以外，没有人可以再救那些杀了那个生命的主的人。No other people can do that.
除了复活的耶稣基督，没有人可以救那个杀了主的人。
What is the meaning of this to us?
这对我们有什么启发呢？
I think it asks us, what do we know about Jesus?
我们对耶稣基督知道了什么？
Are you looking for something in your life? Looking for some persons in your life, some things in your life that you think you want or you need?
是否在自己的一生当中都在寻找某样东西？
Have you found it?
你找到了吗？
Are you disappointed?
你对此失望吗？
Are you or you are too happy that you have found yourself?
你会为找到了这样东西自己而感到很开心吗？
Because you think that you're especially talented, you're especially gifted to do things.
你会为了得到某样东西而感到非常开心吗？
And people are going after you, chasing after you.
当一些人对你不利的时候，
No, they love you.They want you.
当这些人爱你知道你的时候，
Yeah, they want you, but they don't want anything else.
他们只需要你，不需要任何其他东西的时候。
So we build our own pride.
这容易铸成滋生我们的骄傲。
And we don't remember Jesus actually give us all these things.
我们就会忘了，其实是主耶稣基督给了我们这一切的事。
And as if from day to day you can perform miracles.
可能一天又一天，我们会，
好像我们会做神迹，
神迹一样。
Yeah, but if we discover that we are such persons like that,
但是
如果我们发现我们是这种的人的话，
如果我们会发现我们是这样的人
，Peter is calling us to repent.
这就是彼得在这里面警醒我们的。
I think.In the Chinese church, we easily have a lot of people like that. Because a lot of people in Chinese church are very talented. 我们在那个华人教会里面的很多人都是很有才干，很厉害的人。But Peter is telling us that we need Jesus.
但是耶稣在这里告诉我们，我们需要基督。
Those people who think that we are super, actually they are mistaken. Jesus is more powerful than that. We have seen to think that we are so powerful. And as you continue to read the message, you will see that Peter does not just identify who Jesus is to these people. Not only do that, he's going to tell the Jews what will happen when you return to Jesus, when you repent.
彼得在这里还向这群犹太人说，当他们回转的时候，当他们悔改归向耶稣基督的时候，他们的生命当中就发生什么？
He called these people who are ignorant to repent.
我们看到这群在这里，彼得呼召这群人去悔改。
And we need to understand what is repentance.
我们来看看悔改到底是什么呢？
Because sometimes we equate repentance.As feeling sorry or feeling guilty. It's kind of like a psychology, like a feeling.
有的时候我们会感觉它只是一种心理上的状态。
But this is not repentance.
但这还不是悔改。
Repentance means you turn around.
悔改意味着全人的一种回转，一种改变。
Before we ran away from God, but now in repentance, we go back towards Jesus, go back to God.
以前我们可能是背离神，离弃神，但是现在呢，我们要回头，我们要向神去归向。
And Peter pointed out some amazing thing that comes with repentance.
我们会看到这里面彼得就呼召这些人去悔改。
It affects how we live.
我们会看到悔改是怎样可以让人得释放。
How it affects how we experience our life.
我们会看到一个悔改的生命会经历什么。
And how we look at our future.
我们也会知道悔改会带来一个对未来怎样的一个。
First of all, when we repent,
第一点悔改会带来的是
God's promise is that He will all sins will be blotted out.
我们注意到在这个经文中强调，这个神应许悔改会使所有的罪都被涂抹。
And the Bible has this concept of God's forgiveness.
我们注意到在圣经里谈到和悔改是有关系的。
If you get used to, if you hear too many times this thing, you don't think too much about this God's forgiveness.
如果你不明白这个话，你不太会理解什么叫从神而来的宽恕。
But maybe it's good for us to contrast this forgiveness with Islam.
我们可以拿这个悔改的概念跟伊斯兰教做一个鲜明的对比，伊斯兰教有点不一样。
Because in Islam, there is actually no doctrine of forgiveness. It's illegal for you to forgive anyone. It's illegal. That means you cannot forgive, and you can only, if you want to do something, you have to kill him. But here, this is different. God will wipe out everything. In sin, we live in a moldy house. 在罪里面，我们住在一个发霉的那个房子里面。
当我们生活在最终的时候，我们就好像生活在一个发霉的房间里面。
But in God's righteousness, He painted everything white and new.
我们就看到神的公义，他自己就把一切这些罪污全部给粉刷成洁白的、非常崭新的状态。
If He does not consider any of these offenses as important anymore, no one should.If he cancel all these problems or sins or guilt we have, no one should hang on to those things.
如果他宽恕了我们一切的罪疚、罪债，那没有人，
应该继续的去想这些东西，抓着它，觉得它很重要。
对，那如果神已经原谅了我们，那就没有人在自己抓住这些事情放来谴责我们。
That's the first blessing. Second best blessing. Times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
我们会看到悔改，它是来自一个主的时间，让我们在里面经历更新。
That is, the times is a plural, not just one time, but multiple times.
我们注意到这里面说的这个更新，它不是一个一次性。
The noun for refreshing actually is about the experience of relief of relief from obligation and burden.
我们注意到这个更新，它其实谈的是一种从义务或者从麻烦当中把我们解脱出来的一个体验。
Think about you have to do work under the sun
when the weather is 100 degrees.
当你在这个
work under the sun，
当你在太阳下工作很热的时候，
you want to be refreshed， what do you do？
你想被更新，此刻最想做什么？
You go home and drink a cup of iced tea. I think Chinese will drink something else. But the time of refreshing will come again and again and again when we repent. If we do not know our sins, if we do not know what to repent of, we get stuck. To be able to confess and to repent actually is a blessing. It lifts a burden off our shoulder. Now the third blessing of repentance. By repentance, with repentance, God will send Jesus back to the world for the restoration of all things. I believe Peter is actually talking about the second coming here. And Peter in his letters actually also talk about similar idea. There is something we can do in this life to hasten the coming of the day of the Lord, Peter said. Yeah, we can almost speed it up. 令他快一点来到。
这个悔改会令主的主更快的快一点来到。
Yes, we don't know when that will be.
我们不知道这是怎么成就的。
But Peter does say that if we live a life of holiness and godliness,
我们看到这个彼得在彼得后书三章十一说，这一切既然要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
If we do that, then we can hastening the coming of the day of the Lord.
然后是切切仰望神的日子来到。
And Jesus similarly talk about the proclamation of the gospel.
其实耶稣基督在福音书当中也曾经推出悔改的整个信息。
We will also push also that the time to come earlier. Now this is interesting. We do not know when that will be. But it seems like when we repent, we put ourselves into this redemptive history of God.
我们这意味着悔改要从整个的救赎历史来看待。
We are part of the story.
我们是这个故事的一部分。
We become part of the story of God.
我们是神的故事的一部分。
We part of the work of God in this world.
我们是神他在这个世界故事的一部分。
So repentance will bring us all these things. Your sin and guilt will be blotted out. We will continue to experience the refreshing in front of the Lord. We can hasten the arrival or coming back of Jesus. In fact, people around us will experience this restoration also. And I think that's what it means to be in Jesus, to be with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we repent, all the, we can experience these things. And if you continue to read at near the end, you will see that Peter actually is calling these people. Peter told them that all these things has been talked about in the Old Testament by the prophets. Moses have said it. Samuel have said it. And all those who come after him. Until that day, until Peter's day. However, if you don't listen to these prophets, you will be destroyed. Peter did not hide these scary and horrible facts from these people. Peter was not trying to please them. Peter was trying to be honest with these people. But to be honest with them, to tell them their sins, but also tell them God's blessings. Actually, Peter called them, "You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers." You can be a blessing to all the families on the earth. And that's how Peter called them to turn away from their wickedness and come to Jesus. The question for us is, what about us today? Do we fully understand the meaning of Jesus? Or understand what does it mean to repent and go back to Him? Or do we all along focus really on ourselves and our feeling? And I hope because of this, I hope that no worries, no problem in this world is too great for you to bear.
我希望如果你听到这个消息的话，没有这个没有一样的问题在这个事件里面是比这个耶稣更大的。我希望大家在听到今天这篇信息之后，意识到我们现在生活中的问题没有一件比耶稣归向耶稣更大更重要。We
need to repent.
我们需要悔改。We
need to go back to Jesus.
我们需要归向耶稣基督。
And you need to know that the church is the arms and legs of Jesus that will help you and walk with you. Do not let anything in this world to overwhelm us. Don't let anything in this world to give us too much burden. Because we know Jesus is sufficient for us. My invitation for you is to consider Jesus and to understand Him. And understand Him. And to trust in Him. In all the things that we are facing today. May Jesus make a difference in your life. So that you will be a blessing to a lot more people around you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus. That you have promised
everything in him. And you sent him to us to die for us. Father, we ask that you show us how we may experience Jesus. How we can experience the blessings from repentance. That we may become a blessing to a lot more people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.